This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Phones were ringing off the hook in some Colorado congressional offices today as local officials and nonprofit leaders tried to figure out how a federal funding freeze might apply to their projects. Colorado's Attorney General Democrat Phil Weiser joined a multi-state lawsuit swiftly. He aims at keeping federal funding going. This afternoon, a federal judge put that funding freeze on hold until at least Monday. A large immigration enforcement action is expected to take place this week in Aurora, but Allison Sherry reports deportations may have already begun.
Last weekend, the Drug Enforcement Agency carried out a raid in a makeshift nightclub in Adams County, where 49 people had guns and drugs. They also said 41 of the 49 people detained were in the country illegally. But more than 48 hours after the raid, no one has been arrested or charged with any state or federal crimes. Local law enforcement officials say they don't know where anyone is. That's likely because they were taken to the private immigration detention facility in Aurora. Last weekend's raid was a precursor to a larger immigration action expected in Aurora later this week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Federal Department of Education has launched a discrimination investigation into an all-gender restroom at East High School in Denver. The DOE says the restroom violates federal law because it was converted from one for female students to one for all genders. A new executive order mandates the federal government recognize only two biological sexes, male and female. DPS says as restrooms for all students, including only for male and female, as well for all genders in a bid for inclusivity. This is CPR News.